and with that word he fell down in a trance a long time. And after, up he start. This Palamon, that thought that through his heart he felt a cold sword suddenly glide, for ire he quoke, no longer would he bide. And when that he had heard Archytas' tale, as he were wood, with face dead and pale, he start him up out of the bushes thick, and said, "Archite, false traitor wick, now art thou hent that lovest my lady so, for whom that I have all this pain and woe, and art my blood, and to my counsel sworn, as I full oft have told thee herebefore, and hast bejaped here Duke Theseus, and falsely changed hast thy name thus. I will be dead, or else thou shalt die. Thou shalt not love my lady Emily, but I will love her only, and no more. For I am Palamon, thy mortal foe, and though that I no weapon have in this place, but out of prison am astart by grace, I dread not that either thou shalt die, or thou ne shalt not love an Emily. Choose which thou wilt, or thou shalt not astart." This Archite, with full despiteous heart, when he him knew and had his tale heard, as fierce as lion pulled out his sword, and said thus, "By God that sits above, ne'er it that thou art sick and wood for love, and eke that thou no weapon hast in this place, thou shouldst never out of this grove pace, that thou ne shouldst dien of my hand. For I defy the surety and the bond which that thou sayest that I have made to thee. What, very fool, think well that love is free, and I will love her, maugre all thy might. But for as much as thou art a worthy knight, and willnest to derain her by battle, have here my truth. Tomorrow I will not fail, without in witting of any other wight, that here I will be founden as a knight, and bring in harness right enough for thee, and choose the best, and leave the worst to me. And meat and drink this night will I bring, enough for thee, and clothes for thy bedding. And if so be that thou my lady win, and slay me in this wood where I am in, thou mayst well have thy lady as for me." This Palamon answered, "I grant it thee." And thus they be departed till a morrow, when each of them had laid his faith to borrow. O Cupid, out of all charity, O rain that would no fellow have with thee, full sooth is said that love nor lordship will not, his thanks, have no fellowship. Well find in that, Archite and Palamon. Archite is ridden anon unto the town, and on the morrow, ere it were day's light, full privily two harness has he dight, both sufficient and meet to derain the battle in the field betwixt them twain. And on his horse, alone as he was born, he carrieth all this harness him before. And in the grove, at time and place is set, this Archite and this Palamon be met. To changen gan the colour in their face, right as the hunters in the realm of Thrace, that standeth at the gap with a spear, when hunted is the lion or the bear, and heareth him come rushing in the greaves, and breaketh both the boughs and the leaves, and thinks, "Here comes my mortal enemy. Without and fail, he must be dead or I, for either I must slay him at the gap, or he must slay me, if that me mishap." So fared they in changing of their hue, as far as ever each other of them knew. There was no good day, nor no saluing, but straight, without an word or rehearsing, ever each of them helped to arm the other, as friendly as he were his own brother. And after that, with sharp spears strong, they foined each at other wonder long. Thou mightest ween that this Palamon in his fighting were a wood lion, and as a cruel tiger was Archite. as wild boars gonen they to smite, that frothen white as foam for ire wood. Up to the ankle fought they in their blood.